This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I want a leather jacket. I do. I don't know why you're shaking your head for it, Chris. I feel like leather jackets came and went, and someone needs to bring them back. The only... What, Chris? What? It is not a gay
thing. Why are you gay?
No, it's not. I didn't say leather chaps. I said a jacket, like a... And there are many different kinds of leather jacket, Chris. I could go biker leather jacket. Yeah, that's probably not really me. But biker's probably not me per se. The aviator jacket. I even have aviator glasses, even though mine are prescription now. I don't want to brag, but they're prescription. I've got my prescription glasses. Either way, leather jacket coming. Call me Jesse Leathers. No, actually, don't call me that. That I wish we'd thought of that before. Don't ever call me that. Biden calls on Congress. This is breaking news. This freaking guy, golly.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
Joe Biden. Maybe you've heard of him. He's president of the United States of America. You remember the kind of speeches and statements he's made throughout his time in office. In case you've forgotten, here's a little bit of Joe Biden.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people to undermine democracy itself. They promote authoritarian leaders, and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country. Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans, quote, a clear and present danger to our democracy.
Joe Biden came out, this is just like 5 minutes ago, an hour ago, something like that. We need to change the poisonous atmosphere in Washington. I'm not making this up. We need to stop seeing each other as enemies. We need to talk to one another, listen to one another, and work with one another, President Biden says. This is a communist tactic. And you know what it is? This is an abusive relationship. And this is how abusers talk. And Democrats do this all the time. You've seen these abusive relationships. Hopefully you've never experienced them before in your life, but you've seen them in your life. Hopefully you've not experienced this, but you know what they are. Some woman or man, I guess, is in an abusive relationship. And he screams at her all the time. She screams at him all the time, beats him down. You suck. You're worthless. You piece of crap. And then eventually, what does he do? Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, why don't we get along? I hate all this fighting. I don't want to fight anymore. Hey, let's just love each other. No fighting. These people do this all the time. You know what I say to your calls of peace? No, I refuse. I don't believe you're authentic because you've proven yourself time and time again to not be authentic. So I have considered your offer and I have chosen to reject it. What I've not rejected is your porta potty stories. I told one last night because it got me kicked off an affiliate one time, and it always makes me, well, it makes me laugh to dance with the edges of what's allowed and what's not allowed. I know you probably already are aware of this. And turns out I was not the only one. Many of you have had some issues. So let's begin. Jesse, I have a lifetime of working construction. I was able to get close to 20 years without ever having to go into a port-a-john. First time I used it, it had just been cleaned, and I was savagely splashed. Later, I was informed that the trick to prevent splashback is gently lay a raft of floating tissue. This does require some accuracy, and you must anticipate the drop zone properly. I love you guys so much. The advice was life-changing and does, in fact, work. Please relay this to all those new grunts and construction workers blindly venturing into the unknown. He says I could say his last, or I could say his name. His name is Plumber Jacob. You gotta work out the drop zone. Oh, don't think that was the only one. I could do this the rest of the show. I'm not going to. I'm just going to do a couple, but gosh, you guys murder me. Jesse, when I was a much younger Marine, we were on a field exercise, and during one of the evenings, we had access to the porta potty instead of digging holes. I personally would rather use the hole in the dirt to a Marine Corps field toilet, but to each his own. Me too. Oh man, me too. One of the Marines in my platoon went into the john with all of his gear. Oh, you never do that. You never go in with all your gear. During the shuffle to get it off to do his business, he dropped an empty magazine in the hole. You know how big Marines are about gear accountability. The platoon sergeant told him to get it back. He did. And it was as awful as you can imagine. Oh. Oh, please. All right, last one. You ready for one more? It's a doozy. You ready for this? Jesse, your porta potty story last night made me realize I should share with you the story of how I ended up fishing my pistol all out of a full porta potty at night in Afghanistan. I was assigned to guard some classified materials on pallets waiting to be picked up by a C-17 on a runway. We had a porta potty out there to use while we pulled our shift. I had to go, so I got into the porta potty and do my thing. Where there's a shelf to put your pistol on as you do the business so it doesn't drag your pants down onto the relatively unclean floor. I put my pistol up there. I did not realize the porta potty was not on level ground, however. Oh. When I stand up to leave, the whole apparatus shifts, and I watch in slow motion as my pistol in its holster falls right into the tank and disappears with a plop. Oh my gosh. Mortified, I seek a solution. We had a shovel in the back of our truck, and that was as good of a tool as I could find considering where I was. So here I am around midnight on the airfield scooping out the detritus? Chris, what does that word mean? Detritus? That's a real word? It's French? I thought so. I thought it might have been Spanish.
Buenas tardes.
Scooping out the detritus of a porta potty tank with a shovel until I feel something solid instead of squishy. Ugh. I fish my pistol out. Needless to say, I bathed my pistol in holster and bleach and pressure washed them vigorously. The hazards of war, brother. Oh, gosh. That's so disgusting. Ugh. You know what else is disgusting? Our culture right now. I'm gonna get to emails. I want to have some fun. Actually, I want to move on from all this other stuff and have a little bit of fun for just a little bit. But I just want to touch on this before we do that. Our culture obviously isn't where we want it to be, and you want it fixed, and I want it fixed. We want the same things. We don't always agree, all of us, on how we're gonna do that, but we know it has to be fixed. And so there's this way of thinking of, hey, we need to elect more people who are good people. Okay, we don't have to elect good people. We need to just pass good legislation. Hey, we don't need good people or get good legislation. All we need is a different culture, a better culture. And people fall down in different places on that. I personally, I'm the culture proponent. Now, that's not to say I'm only culture, as I'm about to go into, but for me, that's the biggest thing that will change things. Us, the people, we must change our culture. Our politicians can change, our laws can change all they want, but if we don't change, then nothing improves. We must change ourselves. Like I say all the time, we don't have a politician problem, we have a people problem. At the same time, it would be incredibly naive to believe legislation doesn't affect culture and doesn't lead people to certain behaviors. Look, different countries around the world operate differently, and it's not only for cultural reasons. If you go walk into Saudi Arabia today, there will be many parts of their culture that won't look like American culture. Not only because of the Islamic culture there, but because of the legislation that goes with it. How many countries around the world? Singapore is a great example. Singapore is almost crime-free. And I know that sounds insane to say. Go look up the statistics. Yes, there's obviously some, but there's just not very much crime in the place. You go walking with your woman at 4 a.m. down one of the major cities, you're fine. You're going to be totally fine. Or one of the major streets. Sorry. Why is that? Well, because they'll cut your freaking hands off. That's why. Because if you get caught dealing pot over there, they'll give you the death penalty. Now, you can say that's over the top. But at the same time, you're walking with your girl and ain't nobody stabbing you in the chest while you do it. Now, where am I going with this? Well, this heartbeat legislation, abortion legislation, has it helped us at all? Or are we just losing elections because of it? Has it helped anybody? Well, let's dig into it. Then we'll have a little bit more fun. Before we do that, I find a lot of things to be very fun. I find eating to be fun. I used to like roller coasters. I'm a little too tall for them now. That sucks. A good night's sleep, because I'm 42, is probably the most fun thing I do anymore. You see, when I wake up in the morning after knocking out a good night's sleep, I am bouncing off the walls. And thanks to Mike Lindell and MyPillow, I get one of those every single night. And the most important thing about sleeping, the thing that determines your night's sleep the most for me, is a pillow. It's not the mattress, it's not the covers, it's the pillow. MyPillow 2.0, it's the same great original MyPillow, only this time with temperature regulating thread on it. No more sweaty ear in the middle of the night. There's a huge sale on them. Go take advantage. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, promo code Jesse, get a MyPillow 2.0 queen size, $39.99. Or call them. 800-845-0544.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Now we're talking with some real Metallica music, Chris. Now we're talking. No, what? The Master of Puppets song is the quote great song that I don't like. They have 45 amazing jams. Master of Puppets ain't one of them. Jams like that, that's awesome. I feel like I sound like James Hetfield, don't I? Yeah, I do, Chris. What are you shaking your head at? Yeah, I do. He's not English. Metallica is as American as Led Zeppelin and the Beatles. Metallica is all American, baby. These colors don't run. Now, Texas Heartbeat Act got passed. What was it? It was a bill that got passed that essentially said just what it sounds like. As soon as they detect a heartbeat in a baby, no more abortion. That's what it said. Well, we've been told over and over and over again, one, that elections are all that matter, and if we keep doing this stuff, we'll lose elections. We've been told that. And we've been told that, you know, legislation doesn't matter. We should just let laissez-faire. Just whatever you do, you do. Well, current estimates since that law was passed and it took effect in September of 2021, so that's 2 years, 10,000 lives. 10,000 lives walked the planet today that would not have otherwise walked the planet because of a law that was passed. Now, I could pair that perfectly with this article about New York City giving out the abortion pill over the phone. Telehealth appointments to give out the abortion pill. The abortion pill, which is destroying women. It's killing women. It's a really, really evil thing. It's not a pill. It's two of them. You take one pill to kill it, to kill the baby, and then you take another pill to get rid of it in the toilet. And obviously this is devastating for mothers, devastating for the baby. People are dying from it. You can die from sepsis, all kinds of things from it. So they're handing out the pills like they're Skittles in New York City. Texas is stopping it, and lives are being saved. Don't convince yourself that there's no difference where you live. Don't convince yourself either that legislation doesn't matter, that there's just no laws, just whatever. That's insane, and it runs contrary to human nature. Now, speaking of human nature, speaking of New York City, you know, they get picked on a lot because it's the most important city in the world. It's the finance capital of the world. They get picked on a lot. And most of that time, that's fair. But when it comes to political corruption, what have I always told you? What have I always told you when it comes to political corruption? We look at Washington, D.C., and we say they're all corrupt. And they are. And we look at a place like New York City. You know, Eric Adams hands some $200,000 a year job to his brother. And we say, look, they're all corrupt. And they are. They are. All that stuff's true. But your small town, your tiny county, they're corrupt too. They're just as, if not more, corrupt. No one ever finds out about it because it doesn't get news coverage. And oftentimes it doesn't get investigated. But people, they will live in these small towns, these small communities, smaller, I should say, and they'll convince themselves that their politicians aren't on the take. But human nature, well, here, I'll explain it to you this way. I want you to picture this. I give you a credit card. It's what are the fancy ones? The black ones. Is it a Visa Black? Is there a Visa Black? What do you mean you're the wrong guy to ask? You'd be the first person I would ask about credit cards and interest rates and stuff like that. I think it's a Visa Black, whatever. There are these fancy credit cards out there. You spend a fortune to even get. All right, whatever. I hand you a Visa Black card. And I tell you, hey, this is a Visa Black card. You can use it. I'm giving it to you. You have it in your possession. You don't have to pay the bill for the Visa Black card. Okay, so here's the Visa Black card. You don't have to pay the bill. And you're going to ask me, okay, well, Jesse, who is going to pay the bill? And I say, well, not even one person. It's a big group of people and will pool their money together to pay the bill for your Visa Black card. Now, you don't have to answer this, and please don't tell me. Don't tell your friends, family, spouse, anybody. But let me ask you something. How confident are you in your ability to be 1,000% responsible with that credit card I just gave you? Chris just said how much you think a yacht is. Yeah, exactly. Look, even if you're a good person, and I hope you are, I just gave you a credit card that has a bill you don't have to pay, and you don't even have to stress about an angry phone call from the one guy who does have to pay it, because it's not one guy. It's this huge group of people, and you pooled all of their money together. And every month with all that pooled money, they pay your credit card. How honest do you think you would be? How honest do you think you could be? And probably more importantly, how long do you think you could be 100% honest with that credit card? Let's have a talk about corruption. And I have a great example of local corruption. And emails next.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Do not forget to email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So we're doing a little corruption story here because we're talking about why politics, why it gets so corrupt, not just at a national level. It's not just D.C. It's not just the big city you love to point fingers at. Ah, look at New York City, your small town, your small area. There's a reason your city councilman draws a $25,000 a year salary for his position and yet drives around a $110,000 Lexus SUV. Those numbers don't seem to add up, do they? Well, human nature is when you are given power and accountability doesn't come with that power, people abuse that power. That's why I blame the voters more than I blame the politicians for where we are. I know they're all vile, corrupt scum. I know that. Why aren't we punishing them for it? Why aren't they primaried? Why aren't they losing in general elections? Why don't the people care enough to punish them? And I said all that to say this. And Ray County in Missouri, it's east of Kansas City. Ray County in Missouri. You obviously have never heard of Ray County, Missouri, unless you're currently listening to the sound of my voice in Ray County, Missouri. But they did a little audit into the sheriff's office in Ray County, Missouri. You know what they found? Or I should say what they did not find? $2,549 in concealed carry weapon permit fees and $443 in sex offender registry fees. Those fees were collected by the sheriff's office and supposed to be sent to the county treasurer. And, quote, it's unclear where the money went. Oh, but wait, there's more. The audit also found this sheriff's office sounds awesome. The audit also found that the sheriff's administration spent at least $5,543 on, quote, questionable purchases, including 15 televisions on a Walmart credit card and $850 on items such as cigarettes, beer, a toy, personal grooming tools, barbecue seasoning rubs, and lotions. And the audit also, it found 76 hams were purchased for $1,736. Look, I'm not even here to murder Ray County, the sheriff's office, or anything like that. I'm only pointing out it's easy in this day and age to get real self-righteous about our own areas and the level of corruption that takes place. Your area's dirty too, because politics is a dirty business, because politics is essentially handing these people that credit card that someone else has to pay for. They don't have to pay it off. Look, here's a great, maybe you've gone through this in your life. I'll dig it out of my pocket right now. I've got one here. I have in my pocket, I have an iHeart credit card here. Now, I don't ever use it because I don't travel much. I don't go anywhere unless I have to for work, for the suits. Like, I've got a couple weeks. I think next week I've got to travel to New York City for the suits and stuff like that. But I don't travel much. When I do, I use it. And when I don't, I don't. But it is still sitting right here. An iHeart credit card. I have to stop on the way home tonight. I promised the wife I would grab a steak. One of the boys got a good grade today. I owe him a steak. I have to stop tonight, and I have to buy a steak at the store. It's going to be expensive. That iHeart credit card is right there. And hey, is anyone at corporate going to give me crap about buying a steak? Or I could just lie, right? Of course. No. I was, make up something. It was for the show. I could if I wanted to. And that's tough for politicians to resist. You've never abused your company. I hope you haven't, but you've never abused your company credit card out on a business trip. Maybe add a drink on there that wasn't necessary. You see what I mean? This is what these people do. It's horrible. It's just human nature. Just understand they're all guilty of it. Speaking of guilty, you hear this former CIA agent? His name is John Krakow. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but listen to this.
The leadership of the CIA decided in 2016 that it did not want Donald Trump as president. And we now know the extent to which the CIA and other intelligence agencies in the U.S. government went to prevent Donald Trump from becoming president.
So if they didn't want him in 2016 and the CIA didn't want him in 2020, what are they going to do to him in 2024?
You embarrass him, you humiliate him, you pull the same kinds of tricks that you pulled in 16 and 20, because nobody's taken anybody to task at the CIA for what they've done.
Nobody's taken anybody to task at the CIA for what they've done. Who is that guy on the radio who says you can't save the country unless government people start going to prison? Who's that guy? I don't know. I've heard he's an oracle. You hear how mad the people in Chicago are?
Neighbors held a protest outside, blasting the plan.
We ain't having that, no. You want to tell us what to do in our park? You cannot do that. We pay
away our money.
Some calling for more transparency from the fifth floor.
And what I want to say is to Mayor Brandon Johnson, we are disappointed in you. This is the community that supported you. How dare you?
We've reached out to Mayor Brandon Johnson's office for his response to the community's reaction, but have not yet heard back.
Huh. That didn't end up working out for you, huh? You went out and supported him. You're the reason he's mayor. And now he's flooding your country and your community with illegal immigrants. Now, the real question, and it's really the only question that matters, is whose fault is that? Do you think that's Brandon Johnson's fault? Or is the problem in the mirror? You voted for this. Jesse, I'm registering voters at my Catholic church in Northern Kentucky with the help and guidance of Scott Pressler. It has been a frustrating fight dealing with church leadership. They're worried about looking biased. Right now, I will take what I can get. We're going to be registering pro-life voters after Mass this coming weekend, and now my foot is in the door and the ball is moving. I believe the Catholic Church has got to get in the game. I'm trying to do my part pushing people into anti-communism. His name is Sean, and that is freaking awesome. I bet you your pastor doesn't even know he can do voter registration at his church. I bet you he doesn't even know. It should be. The church, Catholic and otherwise, is the army. If they wake up and fight, we can actually take this country back and win because we have the numbers. If we're going to turn the other cheek all day, then we're going to get our butts kicked. Hello, Mr. Meat. I wrote an email a while back asking if I should mark myself down as non-binary and a member of the LGBTQ in the company's system, and I ended up doing so. His company was asking, you know, he was asking, should I? And he's working for one of these garbage commie companies. Ever since I did this, I have been contacted about literally, I don't know why you had to use that word, every position I applied for. It's amazing how the game works. I have almost more interviews upcoming than, I can't say that part about what you said about Dome. That's not very nice. But listen, this goes back to what we were talking about before. Are you going to play this game or not? I saw a story yesterday. There was a big women's tech conference. No men allowed. Big women's tech conference. All these women techies. And some dude brought a camera in there, and it was all dudes. Well, not all dudes, but it was half the place was dudes. And they were furious. The women were furious about it because the dudes, they all just marked themselves as non-binary or tranny. And they weren't even pretending, right? They showed up to just look like you or me. They just showed up and attended the press, the tech conference. They got everything they wanted. I'm telling you right now. Operate the way they operate. Make a mockery of their systems. Make these people uncomfortable with what they do. It is the only way. Force the communist to live under his rules. That is how we can win, right? Now, let's talk about something. There's something happening in the country. We've brought it up before, but a lot of people are not aware of it. With homes. What's happening is these huge corporations, BlackRock and these types, they're buying up homes. Lots of them. Not one or two. I'm not talking about for themselves. They're buying up homes in droves. You can go look this up. It's driving housing prices through the roof because these major corporations are buying up homes. Now, why in the world would a corporation do that? What use does a finance giant like BlackRock have owning 10,000 residential homes? All of them, from nation states like China to gigantic companies, they're all banking on a massive recession and inflation. So what are they doing? They're buying hard assets, things you can touch and feel. Do you think maybe you should follow along? Now, I know you're not a trillionaire like BlackRock. That's why Done For You Real Estate is here. So normal people can invest in real estate too. Go find out how at doneforyoujesse.com. I love these guys. These are my friends. These are good people. Doneforyoujesse.com. Go.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Did you see this? This is from Health News. I swear on my life, this is real. I'm not making this up. Common cold can trigger a killer blood clot disorder, scientists discover for the first time. So, let me ask you something. Do you believe that the common cold is all of a sudden, for the first time in history, causing dangerous blood clots that are killing people? Do you believe that? Or do you believe there's maybe something else that has been introduced to the public that is causing dangerous blood clots, and the scientific community that has been completely taken over by the system is lying to try to cover up what's actually causing it? Which one of those two things do you actually believe? Yeah. You see, Pakistan ordered illegal immigrants, 1.3 million Afghanis, to leave. Get out. Now, I'm not some big fan of Pakistan. The Kelly vacation plans to Islamabad have been put on hold, but that sounds like a country interested in remaining a country, because they find people who are there illegally and they say, pack up your stuff and get out or go to prison. Here in the United States of America, we allow them to flood our education system, flood our hospitality industry, flood our medical industry, flood our jails, flood our prisons, flood our streets, kill people. That's what we do here in America, and we beg them for more. Now, let's have a little quote time. This is an actual quote. A lot of people can't actually afford things in CVS. I'm not saying stealing has to be the solution to that. However, I don't know. Maybe if the city could provide some more accessible resources to unhoused or under-income folks who can provide them hair care, bodily care, and hygiene care, that could be an option. That's an actual quote from a Washington, D.C. resident. That's after a CVS in Washington, D.C. got taken to the cleaners. You've seen this stuff about all these corporations that are pulling out of these big cities. I don't think people have really understood, really wrapped their minds around how small the profit margins are, even with these major corporations at individual locations. You know, an individual CVS, it's not lucrative. They operate on small percentages. And mass shoplifting, it eliminates those percentages. So if you're CVS and you're sitting there in CVS headquarters, and you're looking at the different locations and what they're bringing in. Okay, this location made this, and this location made that, and this location made this. Wait a minute. Are DC locations made? Hold on. Nothing? Wait, they lost money? Well, just close them. That's an easy solution for corporate America. Big cities, instead of being hubs where you can find everything, are going to start losing things. And that's, man alive, who thought we would be there? Who thought we'd be in a country that had low tea levels either, though? Because America's always been the highest tea country around, and now that's plummeting. Now, a lot of that has to do with our water treatment system in this country. You see, women, many women are on birth control, elevated estrogen levels. When they treat the water, when they treat the wastewater, oh, yeah, they get all the gunk out except for the estrogen levels. Those all stay right in there. And so you run up to the sink and you pour yourself a big old glass of water and you just chugged a bunch of estrogen. Now, you have to keep drinking water, but you need to mix in some testosterone to make sure your levels remain high. That's what a male vitality stack from Chalk does for you. 35% off subscriptions, too. You get a subscription so you don't pay full price, and so they deliver the thing to your freaking house. Go to Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse is how you get that 35% off. And the Chalk Lit powder, it's underrated. That, I start my day off with that. If the wife doesn't make a superfood smoothie and pour that in it every morning, I'll just pour a couple scoops in a glass of milk. And then, boom. What are you laughing at over there, Chris? What did I do? I didn't do anything wrong. Anyway, Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Exclusive. This is from Newsweek. Donald Trump followers are targeted by the FBI as 2024 election nears. This goes on to describe, look, it's actually not as bad as you think. Now, it's worse than you think and not as bad as you think. And here's what I mean by that. it's worse than you think in that what I've been telling you about them declaring you an enemy of the state so they can arrest you and hurt you and things like that, all that stuff is true. All those things are happening. This is just further confirmation of this. But if you dig into the article, it's a Newsweek article, which I'm not going to do. They have a bunch of quotes, anonymous quotes from FBI officials. And the quotes, lots of them essentially come down to this. They're hand-wringing over this whole thing. Now, these are all dirty commie scumbags who hate the right, but they are now, all of them, they're all aware of how we look at the FBI, and they're all saying things like, hey, this is dangerous territory here. Hey, we have to be very careful here. Hey, we have to watch what we do here. You should be proud of yourself. The level of outrage you have against the Cheka, against the Stasi, it is reaching their ears. And what you're going to find going forward, instead of them being able to do all the evil they want to do, they're going to do tons of evil. Don't get me wrong. They're going to start being real hesitant, a lot more hesitant and sheepish than they have been in the past, because they always operated in a country where the American public, 80, 90% of the American public had a positive view of the FBI. Even 10 years ago, you show up with a bunch of FBI jackets on, it wouldn't even be Republican, Independent, Democrat. People would just automatically help. Today, I'll tell you right now, you show up at my door with an FBI coat on, you're getting a door slammed in your face. I'll open it back up and we'll chat as soon as my lawyer's here, pal. Until then, get off my lawn, you vile scum. That's how you're getting treated, and that's how you deserve to be treated. And I love that that's how the American people were planning on treating them.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Defense stocks fall as paralyzed House with no speaker puts U.S.-Ukraine aid at risk. Oh, no, the defense stocks. I guess now we understand Biden's concern.
Does the disarray on Capitol Hill after your conversation with allies yesterday worry you that you won't be able to deliver the aid that the U.S. has promised to Ukraine?
It does worry me, but I know there are a majority of members of the House and Senate in both parties who have said that they support funding Ukraine.
Yeah. Swiss writer sentenced to jail for calling a journalist a fat lesbian. Okay, so whatever. We all do that when we watch The View. Flight attendant goes viral for barring women from boarding after doing drunken cartwheels. Barring woman from boarding after doing drunken cartwheels. Man, let that woman on my flight next time I'm flying. Everyone I fly with is boring. I can't wait to see how this turns out. We're going to do this again tomorrow. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.